Hello and welcome to West Lancashire Austria Trip News. We had another glorious day, fun-packed. We had people that set off for a two-day expedition, going up to a hut, stay there overnight, and going to the peak tomorrow and come back to the camp tomorrow. So they're going for an overnighter. We had other people, another group that went rock climbing, and another group that did two Via Ferratus. We are now at the end of the day and we are heading back to the campsite now. Pretty tired, suitably knackered, and with me is Harry. What have you been doing today?
So today, me, myself and six others walked to Kuhspitz to 3,400 metres. We started off the day by getting two buses down to the small village of Vent. From there we walked up to the Martin Bush Hut and then from there we continued up to the Kuhspitz. It was a good day. Started off at 7:10 was the first bus, and we've just got off the last bus at about 8:00. So it was a very tiring day. Andy Mather's the leader, so at quite a fast pace. But yeah, it was a really good day.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to another glorious day at West Lancashire Scouts Alpine News. We're out of breath already. We are a small group that are off to do a couple of Via Ferratus today. We have another group, it's their second day on their two-day expedition. We've got another group that go rock climbing again today, and another group that are going high up on the mountain today, just doing a day trip. With me here is Sean, and Sean, have you done Via Ferrata before?
No, I've never done it before, but it's something I'm really looking forward to doing.
Excellent. So what time did you have to get up this morning?
I got up at 7:00 this morning to be out for 8, catching the 8:20 bus to the area where we're doing our first Via Ferrata.
Are you feeling tired? What did you do yesterday?
We went on a big mountain walk yesterday and yeah, it was really tiring. We were out for 13 hours, so very tiring day.
We are at the foot of our first Via Ferrata. It's called Stubenfall and it's a massive waterfall you can hear in the background. What we are looking at here, we're having to cross a river, is about the best part of 15 meters wide, and we have to cross the river on a Burma bridge, which means there are three steel cable, one cable for our feet, two cables around elbow height where we are holding on with our hands. With me is Ben. Ben, how old are you?
I'm 15.
When you look at this Burma bridge, what goes through your mind?
It looks pretty scary, but it's just got to be done. Pretty simple, but it's got to be done. Looks a bit scary, though.
You've not done any VFs before?
No, it's my first time. Never done anything like this. So, I'm ready for it.
Right, let's go then. Woo, brilliant. Right, we just finished the Stubenwasserfall, which is the waterfall Via Ferrata. We are now on our descent, back down to catch the bus. With me is George. George, how old are you?
I'm 16. 17 this year.
And I think you prepared quite well for this trip.
Fitness was really basic, really. Just make sure you do it. It's like I first started off with press-ups and tricep dips to build up my arm strength. And then doing the antagonistic plank to help with my core and my upper body strength, really. And then because of my Duke of Edinburgh silver this year, I've been doing running. So that's helped with my legs and keeping my stamina really high.
So how long have you been in scouting?
I've been in scouting since Beavers. I've been through Beavers Cubs and Scouts, so that's about 16 now, about 10 to 9 years of scouting. So yeah, it's been a good journey.
So how did you find this Via Ferrata?
Oh, the Via Ferrata was good, even though I've done a pretty hard one beforehand, but yeah, I felt comfortable on it and knew what I was doing, really.
What did you think of the Burma bridges?
Oh yeah, that was quite, didn't really know what to expect really, because the water looked pretty fast flowing as we came around the corner, but yeah, as soon as you got to it, it looked a bit, looked safe on the ropes, but once I got on it, it felt good. Yeah, it was really good.
You're glad you done it?
Yeah, glad. Glad I did it.
Want to do it again?
Yeah, I'll do it again anytime. Probably never get a chance to come here again, but...
Well, once you're 18, the world is your oyster.
Yeah, it is.
You can come here every other month if you wish.
Yeah.
if you manage to do the fundraising.
Yeah, that'll be quite hard, really, due to lack of people's funds and trying to save in. And
how did you save up for this trip?
I've been saving on my... Because I have a paper round from Monday to Saturday, which doesn't bring in much income, but I've helped doing that, and then I've done a few jobs for mum and dad, nana and granddad, bringed a bit more cash in, but yeah, it's been quite good doing the jobs, and then knowing that I've worked hard to get here and that I can spend my money how I want.
We just completed the second Via Ferrata of the day, the Lena Wasserfall, another waterfall, very, very picturesque. The one that David and I did the other day on our own. This time we've taken Ben, Harry, George and Sean, and David was our fearless leader on the trip. So how did this one compare to the first one you did this morning?
This one was a little bit trickier, but more technical, but same standard really. But I felt pretty comfortable on the wall, so that was the main point really. Yeah, it was a good experience.
Well done. How did you find the overhang?
Oh, the overhang was pretty fine actually. It was, just had to keep your arms straight and make sure you use your legs. Just a short burst of energy really.
Well done, George.
Thank you.
Really, really well done. So, Sean and Harry, how did you enjoy the second Via Ferrata compared to the first one?
It was really good. Obviously, like George said, a bit more tricky, but easily within our capabilities. So, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was definitely a lot more challenging, but nothing too extreme. So we all seem to manage it quite well.
Fantastic! And now it's sweetie time, and it's good old Haribo. Other sweets are available, but they're going down really well at the moment. Well done, guys. Well done, everybody.
Thank you.
We're here now, sitting in the bar at the end of a really good day. Everybody had a fantastic time, and with me is Josh, who's been on the two-day expedition. Josh, how old are you?
I'm 18. It was fantastic. We went up to the Morton Bush Hut, which was a two-hour walk in, and then stayed there overnight in the Alpine Hut. Yeah, beautiful views up to where we were going to go and do Tivoli. We were originally planning to go and do Avalanche Danger and Rockfall, so we decided to pick another route and went for the Finalspitch, which was about 3,500 metres.
What kind of kit did you take with you?
We took a sleeping bag line, sleeping obviously in the hut, because it keeps it all cleanly and all that, and lots of extra layers for when we were out doing the proper alpine stuff to make sure you could keep warm, especially when you were sat down in the wind, to keep out of the wind. But, you know, just general walking kit, plus the little bit extra you need for alpine climbing, like crampons and rope and all that sort of stuff. It was a fantastic route because it entitled a long walk in, a rocky scramble, a way down on a ski slope, and then an alpine glacier crossing. So it was perfect. It asked for everything, so it was really good.
And how was it coming back to the campsite today?
Okay, yeah, it was a long walk down. Obviously, getting up to 3,500 meters and then coming back to vent is, you know, a 1,500-ish meter descent, and so you do about a third of that on a glacier, and then through a lovely valley with a very nice gorge, and you know, glacial erosion, carved out by glacial erosion, and just fantastic views. Even some of it was so steep that it was Via Ferrata cables for you to actually clip onto if you needed the safety aspect. And then through the alpine meadows and all the cattle and things that you could walk past before you got down to vent. But it was a long day. Yeah.
What was the weather like?
It was pretty much cloudless all day, with the sun beating down us as soon as we really got out of the hut. I mean, we only actually left the hut at 6, which is quite late for alpine terms, but the sun was on us by 8 o'clock in the morning and was very strong, so, you know, sun creamed up and walking up the hill in a sweaty manner, so to speak.
What's your plan for tomorrow?
I'm on the MASH trespass we've got going on to hopefully the Wildspitze, so we're going to take it easy up to the Breslau Hut, I think it is, so that's just an hour from the top of the gondola. And obviously after yesterday I'm a bit knackered, so it'll be really good just to take an easy walk in there, crash out into the Alpine Hut so we can get up early the next morning and go and bag the biggest mountain in the Austrian Alps. So I'm really, really looking forward to it.
James, you've been doing a lot of climbing over the last few days. Yes. How does the climbing here in Austria compare to back home in England?
The climbing here is really good, actually. The routes are very clean. They're all marked with the route names painted on the bottom of the routes. Bolts are well spaced, so you feel quite safe when you're climbing the routes. And all the routes that we've done so far have fixed carabiners to lower from at the top, so it's all very safe. It's a good transition between people who have done indoor climbing and start outdoor climbing. Where we were climbing in the last few days is a place called Oberide. It's a 10-minute bus journey up the valley, and there's lots and lots of routes there of varying grades, so stuff from French grade 3 right up to really hard stuff. So there's lots of things for everyone to do there.
Andy, you're another one of our fearless leaders. You've done a recce on a mountain bike today. Where did you go?
So me and Ed headed out this afternoon. We went into Solden and we went up one of the gondolas from Solden up to the middle station, which was about 2,600 metres. From there we headed across to the toll booth on the Glacier Road, and then we headed into just below Hochsolden and picked up some amazing single track back down into Solden. Really steep, really rocky, really technical, some classic alpine single track. It was really good. There was no one else on there, and it was just beautiful. You were on it all the time. You were concentrating, you were focused all the time, but it was worth it. It was spectacular.